Joining us in studio is Julie Cruz Blair, who is the Director of Operations and Development for Leadership Lorain County. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
Now, usually when I told Craig before, usually I get encounters with folks from Leadership Lorain County when you do your scavenger hunt. This is the annual scavenger hunt, and one of the things usually is get on a local radio or TV station or something to promote Leadership Lorain County. And sometimes they'll get a call usually in mid-morning and they'll say, we need to get on the radio. So I try to figure out a working way within our syndicator program to get them on. Usually they maybe come on to do a 30-second spiel about their class or what they're doing. Is that something that still gets done by the different classes? Do you know?
Yes, it's part of the initial getting into the class. It's, the Road Rally is the first session day that we do with the signature class.
That's what is sort of a bonding thing, right? Can I have you move in a little bit on the microphone
please.
We don't want to miss out anything you have to say?
And make sure you send them all here this year and ask for Bruce Van Dyke specifically.
Okay.
Well, that's what they usually do. It just depends on if they get through my gatekeeper when they come in. But it's just a way for them, because let's get back a little bit. Leadership Lorain County, tell me, this is leaders from all walks of businesses and life within the county, right?
Correct. There are individuals who are either from corporations, nonprofits. We have a few high school students. We actually have five high school students this year. And it's basically a collaboration of, well, this year is 36 classmates.
And we say leaders, but they're not maybe, they're potential leaders in a sense,
correct.
Right?
Correct.
And this is an organization that's been on quite a number of ways. And I look at the mission statement. It says, the mission of Leadership Lorain County is to foster lifelong leaders who serve as catalyst for positive change.
Yes.
We're a diverse organization which strives to be the source of leadership development. So you have all these people that come from all sorts of, that may not encounter each other in their
otherwise
businesses. Age range, too? Different ages?
Different ages. Right now, we are currently anywhere from 17, and I can say probably early 50s.
So you have almost like high school students to people who have really been into the workforce as
Yes.
So you bring a diverse experience, and you're hoping to then foster new ideas through that.
Yes.
So your class, you're in the current class 2017.
Yes, I am the best class of 2017.
I-O. There's a cheer that goes on with it. Tell me about what you've done so far. And as being the Director of Operations Development, you're kind of coordinating a lot of stuff, but participating. So what's that like for you?
Yes, it's actually very interesting. I get to be, I already know what's coming, but it's still a different experience for me. It's great to get to know the class members as we're going through. It's a wonderful opportunity to watch those relationships develop, because that's what it's all about, is the relationship that you develop within your class as well as Leadership Lorain County.
What kind of things do you do to strengthen and foster that growth?
Well, currently we are getting ready for our Social Justice Day. That's a day we'll spend over at Second Harvest Food Bank. We will have a poverty simulation. We have guest speakers. Our champion speaker for what would be a lunch this session day is going to be Janine Donaldson from the YWCA.
I imagine that along the way, because you bring in people from all walks of life, different ages, different professions, they get to learn a lot about what's going on in this county that they had no knowledge of before.
Right. They get to learn about Lorain County as well as get to learn about themselves and how they fit in that puzzle as far as helping the county.
Well, let's learn a little bit about you, Julie Cruz Blair. You're the they've kind of had a restructuring with Leadership Lorain County, and you, as I mentioned, you are the title of Director of Operations and Development. But talk a little bit about it, I guess, how you became involved in this organization.
I've been involved with Leadership now for a little over a year. We did a restructuring when we no longer had an executive director. And so now what we're doing here is having a team effort. So we are collaborating as a team of directors. And we all have different,
Specialties.
I would have just said roles.
Different roles, okay. Yes, but we have different specialties as far as what we all bring to the table. So all three of us together create a pretty fantastic team.
And the other
team.
Two, Chris Kish and Jennifer
Gerchak. Yes.
And so you have someone reaching out, getting the alumni relations. And alumni relations, I guess, is pretty important because
absolutely
you don't want to just graduate a class and see you later, so long. They have to keep in touch. And
you want to keep them engaged.
You kind of have to sort of see how the process of this leadership has developed.
Right.
And over the years, the different people taking roles. What do you do related to, I guess, training leaders? How do you kind of develop that? Is there classes or the type of things that someone involved in Leadership Lorain County participates in?
Yeah, what it is we bring different individuals into the session days, and they either speak to the class about what it is that they have going on within their organization or their company, and they explain either their hardships or, you know, their successes, and it's more of a way to get an individual to understand, like, oh my gosh, like, I've been through that. I understand that. And so you're developing relationships with organizations and individuals at corporations who can, for the most part, like, be on the same level of the classmate. And they have an understanding. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. I also wonder if there's sort of that same alumni you get with, you know, graduating classes of schools and stuff where you think, years down the later, I know the guy who works over there. He was in the class
together.
So
you
have kind of a connection that you might not otherwise have.
Right. Like the second you say, you know, I've been through leadership, the next question is, oh, what class are you? So that definitely develops as well.
I wonder if that smooths over a little bit of things that maybe the introduction phase would take a while, and trusting whether somebody who's doing something or wants to do a project kind of already knows that you have a common ground of Leadership Lorain.
Exactly.
County.
Exactly.
Beyond some of the program, the more formal programs and the speeches and some of these activities, do you also do anything in terms of bonding, you know, going somewhere, doing something special, you know, forming teams, anything like that along the way?
That's what we're developing right now, is a way to keep them engaged after the class. Hmm. The class currently does that. That's what they do throughout the year. They get together once a month for a session day, and it's an 8-hour day. It's the first Wednesday of every month, and we do that all year until May, and then they graduate. Now, we have what is alumni after hours, and we do events like that to get the class back together, but it's just little small events that we do.
Now, Craig, I was at leadershiplorainecounty.com. You can visit there and see all the different things that are involved, and there's a rotating picture of a whole bunch of a class wearing orange helmets. It looks like they were ziplining or something.
Oh, that's
like
our
that.
Intern program.
Ah, okay.
Yes, we do a summer intern program.
And so you're involved with, I guess, community service is a key to
Correct.
A lot of this, too. What are
Yes.
some of those things that you know that Leadership Lorain County has done?
Well, I know that leadership has been responsible for bringing the Blessing House to Lorain County, as well as the chapter of Big Brothers Big Sisters. We currently have the most recent class, 2015. They do Strides for Leadership, which is a 5K. That particular group this past May donated $3,000, which were the proceeds from the race, to Cribs for Kids.
You also have a Facebook page where you're doing a Facebook Live.
I'm confused. We're busted.
Craig, I almost was looking on there to see what's on Facebook, and then I'm looking on Facebook thinking, Craig, that looks like you.
Uh-oh.
You're sitting there right by our banner.
Am I in real time, or do I have a couple seconds to, you know, button my shirt?
I have no idea. You were scribbling momentarily, and it looks like I'm pointing, so that was later. And people can now see me sitting in my low chair, sitting at my stand-up studio.
You're kind of like a low rider over
right,
there.
Right. I better sit up straight a little bit. You don't want to have bad posture.
That's Maybe we should shave.
Yeah, we should have ironed
too
our
late,
shirts
too late
this
for
morning.
That. Yeah.
That's the only problem that occurs with any kind of video example of what we have on the radio. Now, you're a class of 2017. How do people become a member of a class? How do they participate in Leadership Lorain County? What's usually the process?
An individual can be referred by another individual who's either gone through the course or is aware of the class. Then there is an application process. And then through that application, we also have an interviewing process. So like this past year, we had 42 candidates, and we have 36 that are going through the class.
Any secret handshakes or signs?
No. No secret handshakes.
Or you get a T-shirt out of this eventually?
You get this fancy little jacket. That's
what we have going on
this year.
I like
that's
that. Nice. Leadership Lorain County.
Yes.
And many people have gone through the organization, and again, it's all to really to help foster relationships within the county.
Correct.
Look for positive
and positive
things
change
to,
in Lorain County.
To make a challenge. Well, again, Julie Cruz Blair, our guest this morning from Leadership Lorain County. We appreciate you coming in this
Thank
morning.
Thank you for having me.
And sharing a bit of your day.